Very happy now to be joined by Cape Ann artisan Marcy Ray, who is going to tell us a little bit about her business and what's coming up this week, and kind of a novel event. Oh, I probably shouldn't have used that word, but a unique event on Cape Ann anyway. Marcy, welcome to MSO.
Thank you so much, Rick. I'm delighted to be with you. I'm a member of the Cape Ann Artisans. We're a group on Cape Ann, the other Cape, Rockport and Gloucester, and we've been around for about 37 years. Twice a year, we have an open studio tour where you can drive around the oceanfront towns of Rockport and Gloucester and go into various artist studios and see actually how they do what they do, as well as just seeing the product of their artistic efforts. I'm a jeweler. I live on Hesperus Avenue, Gloucester, in Magnolia section, and I've been here in Gloucester for about 8 years. I fell in love with making jewelry. I had been a management consultant where everything that I did was theoretical and conceptual, and my kids were getting to be teenagers, and I decided to retire and stay home, and then I didn't know what to do with myself. So I loved color, so I started collecting beads, but then I just had boxes and bags of beads. So I took a silversmithing class at, the Decor of the Museum School, and fell in love with silversmithing. And I then studied there. I took workshops all over the country of the best teachers I could find and learned every technique I possibly could. I've been doing this for over 20 years. I lived in New Hampshire for a long time and was juried with the League of New Hampshire Craftsmen about 20 years ago. And I'm grandfathered, so I'm still with the League. So that's a brief introduction.
Well, I think, you know, it sounds similar in some ways to what Jackie Gannon DeFalco, has done also. And I'm looking at the lists here, and there are a lot of business people on this list who are artisans. So talk about, Renaissance men and women. It's really cool. Your inspiration in reading on your website about where you get your inspiration from, tell me a little bit about that, because with your business background and now your artistic background, do you tend to... I don't know, I talk to some people, and wherever they are, they have to take a note that something will inspire them. They could be out grocery shopping, they could be walking the beach or whatever. Do you do that kind of thing, or is it a question of just sitting down and then just starting to create?
It's both. Nature and the forms of nature inspire me, and I was a musician as a kid through college and sang in choirs, after that played the piano. So my training in the arts is more from the music perspective. So I tend to see visually in terms of music, of rhythms and tones and counterpoint. So when I make jewelry, that I think all comes out in it. The line and the expression are certainly one part of it. I also tend to get inspired when I can't figure out what to make, and I go down to my bench, my jeweler's bench, and I start cleaning it up, and that's
okay
to inspire anybody to do anything but finish the painting. In about 45 minutes in, I realize I'm designing something.
Oh, that's a great suggestion for people. I like that. When you're stuck at whatever, just start cleaning, and that'll get you out of that. I love it.
It certainly does.
And the other thing I like about what you're doing, what the artists, Cape Ann Artisans, are doing this weekend is the fact that People are invited to come look at your wares, but also, as you mentioned, to see where it is you create and how you do it. I've only been to Jackie's studio, and it's fascinating to me to see that workbench she has by these bottles of sea glass. And every time you walk by those, you think, boy, there's a creation in there. So it's really cool to have people be able to come see that. Now, will you have in your studio, you will have a lot of your creations on display for sale. Is that correct?
That's correct. And part of the reason that it's an open studio tour is just so that people can come in and ask about how we do it and watch what we do it. My bench is a traditional jeweler's bench, and it has multiple levels, and I have all sorts of tools. When I go into the hardware store my fiance Bob, the hardware salesperson, will look at him and say, "What do you want?" And he said, "No, it's her. She's the
tool." Yeah, there you go. Yep. Oh,
so,
my goodness!
I have about every tool you can possibly imagine.
And what is it that I'm sorry for interrupting, but what is it that you create? Because your website has these categories, and maybe you should mention a little bit about the different things that you do make.
Sure. I make necklaces, bracelets, earrings, brooches or pins, pendants, and I do hand-linked chains. And if I can move into a little bit to tell you about the techniques I use, they're both ancient and contemporary. One of the ancient techniques is called chafing and repoussé, and it's what Paul Revere, the technique he used, if you look at his beautiful silver bowls and pitchers at the Boston Museum of Fine Arts. What you do is you take a flat piece of metal, silver, and you use punches with hammers, and each punch has a different shaped end, so it makes a different kind of impression.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an ancient technique that was done ancient Greece and the whole area, and I studied with a master in Brooklyn for many years, so that's a very distinctive part of my work.
I've been fortunate enough to see some a collection of Paul Revere ware, a private collection, and I know exactly what you're talking about, and that's fascinating. It's also pretty time consuming, isn't it?
It is. It's like a meditation.
Uh-huh.
Once you get started, you have to focus on where the path of the punch is going to be. And if you stop and think, I forgot to take the pot roast out of the freezer, your wine is off.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't know. Marcy, this is also fascinating, and I will link to the to your website as well as the Cape Ann Artisans tour that is coming up. And again, that is this weekend. It's called the Cape Ann Artisans 2020 Fall Open Studios Tour. The artisans are listed there, and it'll be Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And I think my final question might be, Marcy, what do you want to do in terms of the COVID-related restrictions? What I mean, because your studio, you're going to be one-on-one or a number of people visiting you. What kind of behavior should we perform when we go there?
Okay, well, the Cape Ann Artisans had a number of mini tours this summer, so they've already perfected the technique. And we take every caution. We limit the number of people in our studio at one time. So if you want to make an appointment, you can go to Eventbrite. We also have hand sanitizer. Masks are required. And anything that's touched immediately gets cleaned.
Yeah, I would think that's an extra precaution that you ordinarily probably might not do. Now, when I was at Jackie's studio, I didn't touch anything, but everything was right there for me to see. I could have picked stuff up and so on. And I'm sure your displays are like that also, that people can get a real good look that they don't really have to touch if they're not going to buy something.
That's certainly true.
All right. Marcy, is there anything else you'd like to mention about your work or this coming weekend?
We have lots of interesting people. Pam Stratton is a mosaic artist. Her work is gorgeous. She does garden installations as well. Linda Hogan is a new member. She is a quilter, and she has a long arm quilting machine. If I've said that right, you'll have to see her studio. So there's a lot of treats. With mine, you can see me do chasing and repoussé, set stones. So it's a really interesting tour.
Absolutely. And you mentioned Pam Stratton. Is that the same Pam Stratton who was also an acupuncturist?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So, again, the multi-talented assets of the artisans just blows me away. It's incredible. And I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say, I bet you sleep pretty well at night.
Well, we wear ourselves out.
There you go. All right, that is Marcy Ray. She is one of the artisans who will be featured at Cape Ann Artisans Fall Tour this weekend. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.